and get over to Sig. Hi, Sig. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Doc. Before I get into it, I want to ask you, with the vitamin C, should you take that, what do they call it, the bioflavonoids with that, or does it matter?
For some purposes of vitamin C, it doesn't matter. Those purposes are removal of toxins, helping against stress, helping in any situation which would ordinarily, if we had the capability in our own livers, increase the amount of vitamin C. Now, those situations, plain old vitamin C will do it. We're coming down with a cold, we're coming down with the flu, we're trying to get rid of a toxin, etc. Plain old vitamin C, we don't need bioflavonoids. On the other side of things, though, vitamin C does help build body tissue, and there the bioflavonoids help the vitamin C do that job. So it depends on what you're using it for, sir. Vitamin C without bioflavonoids sometimes is just the thing, because the bioflavonoids are not going to help against the stressors or the toxins or anything else that causes livers to make more vitamin C if we happen to be a dog. And as you know, humans have a deficit there. We can't make more of our own vitamin C. But vitamin C should be accompanied sometimes, let's say in one's daily dose, by flavonoids, because it helps build tissues too.
Okay, very good. On a regular question here, I have a hernia, not a big one, but they can either do laparoscopic with a 10-day recovery and local anesthesia, or they can do regular incision with 20-day recovery and general anesthesia. So I don't know how much I should want to avoid general anesthesia or not.
I'm not an expert on which kind of surgery to do, sir, but if possible, I would be wanting to avoid the general anesthesia. Obviously, it's impacting the central nervous system, and if I can avoid that impact on the central nervous system, I personally would feel better, but you best take that up with your physician. Now, one other thing, that is, at the Tahoma Clinic and Dispensary, they'll be more than happy to email you or send you by mail for free what's called the before and after surgery protocols. And what those are is, if you know your surgery is going to be a week or 2 weeks away, you start with these supplements, and what they do is they promote better wound healing. And we're told over and over again by people who do that their surgeons remark, "Oh, gee, you healed up better than most people do." Well, yeah, if you get some zinc and the other things that are on that list in you for a week or two before and use it for a week or two after, you do. And that doesn't matter whether it's general anesthesia or local anesthesia, they still help, and they'll send you the whole list for free. And sure, they can sell you this stuff, but you can get it in your local health food store too. So you might want to ask them about that.
Do you know anything? Are there any books or articles on possible dangers of anesthesia?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know if anybody's written a book on that, and I'm not expert on it, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay, very good. Thanks for your help, Doc. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, for the little bit it was worth, there we go, sir.